Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
He just looks at me all through and goes, "You're so wrong. You're so wrong."
Why are you wrong?
I'm wrong because I'm not playing by the rules.
What rules?
Exactly.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi, friends.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
I think we've already done that one recording, so we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. There's reason. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Right now we're recording this on a Tuesday, and we're leaving.
Oh, one got released today.
Yeah. And, so many things, but we're coming up to our holiday party, which when you're listening to this, it will have already happened. So we are in full, like, get ready for the kids. It's not about us anymore.
Oh, God. Oh, right? God. I'm actually glad we have this weekend because it's a nice little, like,
something for us?
Something different in the middle of crazy holiday season. How are your kids being?
One, two, three, four. Pretty good.
You? Like, great, but I was thinking, so the school ends on the Friday.
Okay.
So then we have Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, God damn it.
Tuesday.
Oh, shitballs.
Before Christmas.
Okay.
And I find those days are the days where they're just, like, fucking off their rockers.
Okay, so that's when they need to be outside.
Yeah, we need to really...
Let's take them skating, and I hate that. Let's just do some things to keep them outside. Let's lock the doors and not let them inside. Like your new house, they're only allowed in the basement.
That's what you guys want to hear something? I said about my kids, I was like, imagine I was just like, you know how people have designated spots? Like back in the day, you weren't allowed to go in a living room.
Yeah.
Or that was like the grown-up room.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if people still have that, like where there's like a room that kids aren't allowed in. And I'm like, you're not allowed in the house except the basement and your rooms.
Yeah.
The rest of the house.
Yeah.
And was that a thing?
You know, I'm sure in the olden days, there was a lot of places the children couldn't go, but you should make a special little very narrow staircase where they can get from the basement to their bedrooms.
Yeah. And
where do they eat? They can be invited to dinner.
I'm like, have we as a society gone so lenient that there are actually no, like,
we're equals now.
My son talked back to me today. I go, "You're talking back to me right now." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm allowed to talk to you." And I go, "No, but you're being rude. You're
talking to me.
And that's rude." And he's like, "Well, how am I supposed to talk to you then?" I'm like, "No, you can talk to me Like, but you, but I, like, you're actually being rude.
I know.
You know?
You know, it's so crazy. It is very much so that way. Like, and now my daughter, you know, because we're like, you're a girl, you have a strong voice, you can stand up for yourself, nobody can do this to you. She, in when she gets all righteous, she, in her moods, she's like, I can say whatever I want to you. Like, you can say anything you want to me. I am a person.
I know.
And then one time Mark went to go, like, be like, you know what? Why don't you go upstairs and just take a moment? Literally just put his hand on her shoulder. That's it.
Yeah, you told me this.
Get your hands off me. You, oh, I think I said on the podcast, you can't touch me. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
And in a way, like, you're also so frightened, like, so careful, like, what the kids might tell the teachers and the parents about, you know, how they're going to finagle the story, and then it's like, oh, God, are they going to come knocking on your door, take your kids away? Shit, that'd be a lesson they deserve. Anyways.
That'd be a lesson they deserve. Mm. See what happens when you talk about shit outside of the classroom.
My God.
I do believe in boundaries and rules in the house, and I do believe in...
Yeah.
I do believe in like, you know, having a voice and like being like, no, but it's because I said so.
Yeah.
And I know that's not necessarily politically correct, but I'm like, you know, I said so.
And also I'm a lot older than you. I have a lot more experience.
I know.
I actually know better than you do factually.
I know. I know. I feel the same way. I do. I actually feel, and the another thing is they're giving me flack for going to work, like, because we have to go to work this weekend.
So unfair.
And I'm like, you do realize that I am home at drop off and pickup.
We spoil them
every day, like, and then I go and work in between your fucking, like, your hours.
Yeah,
not my hours.
I work around your schedule.
I work around your schedule, yeah. And you are pissing on me for working around your schedule. And I realize it's because they love me, but at the same time, I'm like, you just go to hockey without being like, I'm not like, where are you going? Why are you leaving? You know what I mean? God.
We should start doing that.
Yeah, why are you leaving? You want to go on a play date? It would be so unhealthy, but like, you want to go on a play date without me? This is so terrible.
Oh my God.
You want to go on a sleepover? No, no.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
I only have 18 years with you. So fucking long.
Oh my God, so long.
Yeah, no, but I am really trying to understand the point of parenting.
No, but you know what? If you like, I was just like, I think back to like an office situation or a work team situation where like when, you know, there's idiot bosses.
Yes.
Okay. There's idiot bosses that
and
don't
the,
know
the
everything.
The bigger the idiot they are, the more they seem to get promoted.
What the fuck are we going to do about that?
I don't know.
You know what? That's got to change.
It's going to change. It's already changing.
You know, sometimes I feel bad for like when I hear like a man in his like 50s or 60s gets let go.
Yeah, you're good.
Because why are, and this is, I'm sorry to say, and I know that a 50 and 60 year old person will say the experience that I have is well more important. Look, I'm contradicting, but they're still kids. The people that are applying for the same jobs are like, they've grown up in a different world.
Yeah.
How are the 50 and 60 year olds going to be able to compete?
You have to immerse yourself in the new world. You can't just do it. You've got to be open to listening to people. You got to be open to listening to feedback. You know, it's funny because we have a lot of, we have all women on our team.
Mm-hmm.
They're all different ages and different genres and different, like different times in their life, right? Mm-hmm. Different seasons in their life.
Absolutely.
And
we do. We cover all the different phases. Oh my God. We have someone with teenagers.
Yep.
Okay. We don't have anyone. Oh yeah. No, we have someone who has grown kids.
Yeah.
Someone with teenagers. We have you and me. We have one that has one baby. We have one that's about to get into a serious relationship. I mean, like about to get engaged, and one who's single.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's like we handpicked them.
They're just all blonde. We need to work on that.
Yeah.
So we have this whole team of like in across life.
No, we have Hassan, a gay. Perfect.
There you go. And we, I try to keep my mind open to them, and I try to listen to them, and you know, we try to like let their ideas come to us, and like we don't shut them down, although we definitely do have a specific way of what we feel is going to work and not work. But I don't think that necessarily is rude. I just think as a person you have to be open to listening. And then if you don't agree with it, what's the reason you don't agree with it? And then, like, is it your ego or is it because you don't think that idea will work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
What is that? So, yeah, no, I, but in terms of my children, in terms of parenting, I do feel that, you know, every day you're not sure what the point is because you're not sure if you're doing a good job. Like you have no, there's no milestone for you to be like, cause any day they could go off the rails and make a bad decision and you're, and like get addicted to drugs and then lose them. Like really?
Yeah.
Like you're never,
or get somebody pregnant.
You're never really in the clear, right? Or I actually talked to someone recently and they had a grown kid and they got in a bad relationship, growing like a grown up,
yeah,
and had a kid and now, yeah, he's depressed. And like, oh, living at home, like you're never safe.
I know
you're never safe. You're never out, even
until you die.
Yeah, you're still always a mom. So part of me is just like the magnitude of that is like,
I know.
Right? And then I'm like, whoa. And then every day I wake up and I'm like, all right, well let's. Do, you're kind of like thankful that you made it through the day with everyone.
You're like crossies,
literally. And I feel that as you get older. I mean, as your kids get older, the more you're like, fucking crossies, hope I... What did we say? I said to Schaefer when in our
teen and tween group.
Teen and tween group. You know, how do you know that your kid's ready to launch?
Okay.
And she was like, well, they're never. They're always learning,
yeah,
and launching, learning and launching. And I was like, because part of me, the minute they walk out that door, I want to be like, you know, remember I gave Taylor and Olivia like a full rundown of what, mm-hmm, was, what to do if someone stopped. Cause there's someone going around right now grabbing people at like 3:30 in the afternoon and, mm-hmm, trying to get them in the cars. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I just want you to know what to do if that situation occurs. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, now I don't want to go walk outside. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying if the two of you get in a situation, do you know what to do as they're walking out the door to go to Yonge Street? And I was like, oh, yeah. You know?
I know. And then, you know, what's crazy is that after all that, keeping themselves safe, is that all these kids need to go. And, you know, and I talk a lot about, like, how do we not become homeless? How do we not do,
oh, right.
You know? And I'm like, so we have 7 kids that we need to make financially independent. We need to give them the tools to become financially independent and enough that they can, because I mean, pay your rent, potentially pay your car, pay your bills.
I know,
get
Natalie,
to work. Don't
I
be
know,
late.
I know. I know.
You know, there is something comforting, about like when there's this place that we went furniture shopping recently, and all of the it's a big company, and all of the children are employed under dad.
Oh, so Mark can hire everyone.
Okay, perfect. Can you do that? Yeah, let's get them. You know, I don't want to handhold them, and they have to work hard, and they can get fired. But let's give them a little stepping stone.
I am just like they have to like it.
No, I
they
know.
Have to, I mean, like you have to. They have to. I think. I think even harder, mm-hmm, than launch. Harder than like getting a job is getting a job you like,
and that's hard.
And getting a job that makes you feel satisfied and good about yourself, and you're happy where you're not just grinding every single day. Like if there was like a big huge dream, and I don't know if many people know what they like. Like
well,
I don't know.
Well, I think that you're 100% right. But then they also need to know that you're gonna be doing some jobs that are going to be like. I still remember feeling the grind of jobs. Oh hi.
My eyes were bright.
Okay. You know, like, I see people grinding.
Yeah. Natalie, 90% of people are grinding.
But I feel like if you want it, often, if you want to get to the place of doing what you love, you definitely have to never, yes, give up on that dream, but you have to work your way there.
No, I could not agree more. But I think that most people don't know what they love. I don't know how many people can be like, I love this aspect, and are they good enough to get a job in that aspect? Like, I don't know how many people actually love their job. I would say we're so fortunate that we love our job and we've created, you know, I don't know.
Think about every day, how lucky.
Yeah, and I don't know if we've ever said this, but, you know, we understand, my husband called me out on it because we got into it on the weekend and just in a way that, oh God, I'm going to go here.
Okay, here we go.
Our disagreement, I would say in our relationship, okay, mm-hmm, in both of our relationships, mm-hmm, the fundamental, because we stayed at home for so long, mm-hmm, and we still technically stay at home, mm-hmm, there's a lack of understanding and respect for what we do. Mm-hmm. If we had gone to work every single day and not taken mat leave and gone back to work, no matter what we did.
No matter what. And, it's so true.
And so I'm like, I said to him, I just want you to acknowledge what I do every, like, do you understand the magnitude of what I do every day? Like, not even bring in an income on the side, but take care of all of our children. And I mean, he feels like that's disrespectful for me to say that because he's like, I do too. I'm like, I don't think you understand. Like, and I, maybe we'll never agree on it. And I'm like, I'm not trying to have a fight with you over this. I just want you to, I think if men could just stop and like take a step back and look at the semantics, is that the right word?
Sure.
Or like the
minutiae.
The minutiae of every single day of what women do while also trying to accomplish something for themselves and then also bring an income in. It is fucking mind-blowing.
I know, but I feel like often, even if a man says that he understands, and I know that there's exceptions, even if he goes, you know what, you're right, I do appreciate all you, I feel in a way like they're saying it and they're feeling it to like the first level of deepness, but actually from their core,
they can't understand it.
They don't understand it. And men are way, are, it's often harder for them to like.
And I'm not mad. Like, I'm not like, I hate, like, it's not a fight. It's just like, can you just stop for a moment? Like, you're going to wake up Christmas morning and everything mm-hmm. is going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Like mm-hmm. every moment, every memory, every special thing that is executed here is orchestrated by me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to be like, I'm not trying to be a martyr or a victim. Like I obviously love doing it. But if you were to take me out of this picture right now,
mm-hmm.
what would that look like? And would you be able to, I don't know.
You know, I have a friend who's, I have a friend who is divorced and, she still, on the days that are his, she still picks the kids up from school and gives them dinner.
There you go. I'm really working hard on trying not to let myself feel like what my job should be as a mom. So my kids have memory. Like I used to wake up every morning and they'd wait for me and they'd get their clothes. Like they'd literally sit on my bed and watch me.
Yep.
Okay. Just watch me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, am I being a bad mom if I don't get up and I don't get, like mm-hmm. start getting their shit done? And I'm like, mm-hmm. you know what? Go downstairs and make your breakfast. I'm going to lie here and Max is go, are you always going to sleep in now? I'm like, it was 7:20.
Oh my gosh. I know.
I lay in bed till 7:20.
You know what my son goes? He goes, you know, you're a different kind of a mom. And he says, this mom always packs the lunches and makes the breakfast. And I was like, I'm not judging, but I'm like, if Teddy, if you want to look at who's a better mom, who is teaching her kid to be independent and do things on their own more, her or me?
See, I feel guilty about it, and I'm trying to.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. No. No. I
know, but I'm trying to tell him.
You're in the right though. You're right.
I'm doing a better job than she is.
No.
Sorry.
No. You're right, and I'm really trying to like let go. Like I have to take the dog for a walk in the morning right now, and none of yes. them want to be cold.
Right.
So I leave them, and I'm like, you guys figure out your breakfast. Don't sit there and look at me. I don't want you to be sitting here when I get back with no food in your mouth. Go and eat your breakfast, you know, and I'm really trying to flip the script in the conversation that you are capable. It's not because I can't. It's not because I'm a deficit. It's because you can.
So my son texts me this morning. He goes, hi, it's 7:27. He goes, are you ready? I go, ready for what? He goes, well, have you showered yet?
Oh my God. Wait, is he in the same house as you right now?
Yeah, he's downstairs. He goes, okay, well, I'm going to eat breakfast. Should I make TJ some breakfast? I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, he's not hungry, so I'm not going to make him any breakfast. I said, okay. And then he's like, he can't find the elf. And I'm like, he's like, should I help him a little bit? And I'm like, you got this, bro.
There you go.
Breakfast, lunch, elf, you are the new parent in this house. And I know as I sit in bed and as I shower and blow dry my hair, sometimes I purposely take longer because I know that if I go downstairs, which I did go downstairs today, and Mark was down there with the kids, and I was like, is everybody's
snacks packed? Oh my God, there's even a dad there?
Is everybody's
snacks packed? Oh shit, I don't even have a dad there. Yeah. No, wasn't packed.
But I know that it happens when I'm not there.
Right.
So
you have to take it. You have to, we have to rip off the Band-Aid.
And I really need to come downstairs, not come downstairs at all. If you're there, why should I be there?
Well, I don't even have anybody there. So mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Cause it wouldn't make a difference.
Right. When they ask for water, I'm trying not to be the person who's like, oh my God, let me get it for you. Like I'm really, but part of me feels like a good mom would make peanut butter and jam. Like, a good mom would have a snack ready for them when they get home from soccer at nighttime. And I'm like, is that a good mom or is that just a mom who, like, I'm like, if you're hungry, make yourself a sandwich. It's confusing. I know, it's hard.
You want to be thoughtful.
And I want
and
them
kind.
To, yes, I do.
But you want to know that they can do it themselves.
Okay. I also don't fucking feel like it.
I know. Well, I'll tell you something. Olivia is done. She's good. You've raised her.
Okay, good.
She's got it. It's just now the other ones.
I would say the baby's the most capable.
Okay, well then just Max.
And then I was.
And he's a boy. So
and I'm like,
you go.
Make your egos, make your, like, I'm like, you. Anyways, I think a lot of women struggle with doing as equaling a good mom. So if you're like, if you're doing their laundry and they have their hockey equipment's clean, you're a good mom. If you aren't nagging them too much, you're a good mom. You know, like.
Well, you know, the kids will also make you feel guilty about that. Like, Teddy has another person and the mom always washes the hockey equipment and cleans it. And so Teddy's obsessed with it being clean. And I'm like, you're just going to sweat in it again tomorrow. And I'm like, that's not how we do it here.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's a better mom. I'm like, no, she's not. I said, Teddy, guess what I can teach you how to do?
Your laundry.
And now he does it.
He does.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah. I need to, like, this is like all the shit this is what I'm struggling with right now as a mom. And also I men don't have it because they don't do it.
Right. Yeah, they're not teaching them. No.
I also said to Nat,
what are you over? Tell me.
I'm like,
Go, just let it flow.
It's
our podcast. Let it flow.
I'm ready for people to start taking more responsibility in our job. God, this sounds so spoiled. Maybe we just need like a moment of, no, like, I'm loving Mom Truths right now.
Yes.
Like, I'm loving that we're getting back to like the basics and having fun.
Yes.
I'm really excited to see what this weekend feels like.
Yes.
Like a smaller show.
I'm really excited to feel that.
Like, and we're cleaning out the machine, which means like we're no longer, like when we did our big shows, there was a whole bunch of people in the picture.
And a bus.
And like, it was like a machine. I do miss Roy, the bus driver, but like it was a fucking machine. And it was like we have to do this for this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you have to do this, and do it this way, and it has to be this time. And I said, you like how I said no holds because I hated waiting at Chelsea Handler's. I understand because you don't know when someone's coming. They should have been like, guys, the bar. Like I learned something by going to that show. Anyways, I'm excited to clean things out and make it basic again. You know?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like it's like a big...
It's too many hands all in. It's like, let's just do what we do, what we love to do, so that we can enjoy it. Because at the end of the day, it is so true. And I know that this sounds so cliche, but if you like what you're doing, other people will like what you're doing.
I actually love our podcast, too. Like,
yeah.
I like doing our podcast because I feel like it's a place that we can talk without being... Like, I don't... Without... It's our thoughts rather than a thing we're doing, you know?
And then obviously the teen and tween group is, you know what, at the end of the day, it's something. These are the two things that make people successful or it's our secret sauce. Number one, if we're having fun, other people are going to have fun with us.
Yeah.
And number two, if we need it, we create it. Other people need it too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the basis for every company, business, and product you start.
Yes.
Like what you're doing and need it.
Yeah.
And other people will need it too. The world has how many people? Billions? I don't know.
I just, you know, I also wish that, like, you know, entrepreneurs, I wish that entrepreneurs and people in life could, like, hone into what they like, not to be afraid of the feeling of, like, I know we pay a lot of fucking people, okay? We have a huge roster of people. And you have to understand that when we pay these people, we take away from our family. Like, we could...
Imagine we fired everybody and just see what we could do. Our team would be like, you fucking fail, you stupid bitches.
No, we...
We do all this for you.
We don't. We wouldn't, but the... it's not
we
lost...
We have too many kids.
It's not lost on me about how much we pay people to do, okay? It's not lost on me. But at the same time, I know it's worth it. I'm not resentful. Like, thank God I don't have to write a check every month. Thank God our accountants do it, you know? But as I'm getting ready to pay for private school, I'm like, holy fuck, that's a lot of money. And before it used to be fun and games, and now it's like actual, it's fucking huge what we do.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about, and it just inevitably happens when you start to make money. Your lifestyle, it just, I mean, I would say the percentage of people who make more money but keep their lifestyle the way it is would be next to nobody, okay? So, like, I was thinking about, I was watching Ellen, and I saw, like, Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, and Margot Robbie sitting on the couch. I was thinking about Charlize, right? And I'm like, she and Nicole Kidman, they have made so much money in their careers that they could just go and sit down.
Yeah, yeah, they could.
They could just hang out with their kids. They could just...
Celine Dion, too. I'm like, aren't you tough? But they love it.
And the thing is, they love it, and they actually feel like they need the money to keep up with their lifestyle.
I'm sure. I'm sure they do.
For sure. So they can't just stop. And all of them, like, nobody stops. They're so rich, and they don't stop. And yes, they love what they do, I'm sure. And they probably have a little bit of that, like, fame. Like, I like being in the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, the spotlight, yeah.
The spotlight. But for us... like, our lives would have stayed the same as they were if we hadn't, like, we're upping our game and spending more money and so therefore needing to make more money, and now the family's counting on it.
It's bad.
And
it's not even, like, crazy fun things.
Well, the things that we're doing are not, the things, we have yet to take advantage of doing things for you, me, Mark, and Mark. Everything we do with our extra money goes to the experiences for our children.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, so far, yeah. No,
so,
and
maybe one day we'll get to. I don't know what we want though. What would
and
we
like
want?
School, like the school, a school, stupid school. I mean, I love school. I love you, teachers, but fucking school. School's like so dumb. Like, oh my mom made a. Did I tell you this, mom?
No.
My mom made a really good point.
What?
That school has been taught has been doing the same way since she's been a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah, because the world has changed.
The
so
world
much.
Has changed, but for like 80 years, not even 80, but I'm assuming before even she was in school. So
she's not 80, yeah.
No, but I'm saying, I'm assuming it hasn't changed since probably 100 years.
I know.
They probably walk, they just don't get beaten.
It's crazy.
They walk in, they sit down at a desk, they look forward, one person, is no one like, what the fuck?
The other thing is that Teddy had this one teacher, okay? And she basically is like, you don't need to sit in chairs if you want to roll around on the ground, everything, technology, whatever. And a lot of parents fought it, and a lot of other teachers don't like it. And she's like, I'm fucking sorry that I'm a teacher, I care, and it's 2019.
Good.
So she's, but she is the only one in the school. Other ones are like, don't want screens in the classroom, all this stuff. It's like, they believe in the old school traditional way of learning, but that's not preparing the kids. Like, my one kid who had that one class is so much more capable on a computer than anybody else.
I know.
In the family. And if my kids don't get that teacher... You know, I do think private schools understand.
Yes, they do. That, I mean, they do.
Because they can customize. They're not part of...
They do. They can go rogue whenever they want to do. Wow. I mean, yeah. Fucking light. I've been saying we're in transition for a really long time. And I think that as an entrepreneur, you're always in transition. And as a mother, you're always in transition. And I think that feeling is scary because you never know what your kid needs when. And what they need one year is what they don't need another year. And one kid can outgrow, like... Something like I thought we would have to do private school for Max. Lo and behold, it's not him.
Mm.
It's another one.
Mm.
I mean, not him yet, but like there's no fucking manual, even though there's a bajillion books. We have one. But it's on how you feel, not what to do. There's no manual on what to do. And I think that if you guys are like sitting there struggling and feeling like I am so out of control of parenting, I am so out of control of like work, it's because... You don't understand that everybody's out of control, and every day you're just kind of like, you take a deep breath and you're like, okay, I'm going to know myself. This is what makes me happy today. This is what makes me like, if you can just find like one little tiny piece of happiness in each day, like your kid looks at you and is like, I love you. You fucking won. Like, don't go for mountains.
Nope.
Let go of like, you know, huge, huge expectations. Just fucking bear it down.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
One order confirmation for you could be huge. Five order confirmations could be huge. Mm-hmm. Go back to the basics of of what is, like, what is success.
You know what's also funny is just when we're talking about, like, bearing down on our show.
Oh, my God. It's everywhere.
And it's just like we used to... When we first started our events, we used Eventbrite, and every single ticket that got ordered, we would be like, oh my God, someone's coming to our event, right? Okay, we weren't making any money then, just keep in mind. But they did have to buy the tickets, but we had to pay for everything else, so we never made money, it's fine. When we started doing our really big shows, we were no longer would see, we'd only get ticket counts on certain days.
Yeah.
For our Toronto shows, because we're running the show, every single ticket that gets bought, every name that goes through, we see. And every time we feel it, when one more person is going to be a part of our community this weekend, you know?
Yeah. And some people would see this as a step back because we're going to a smaller audience. They'd be like, oh my God, they went from like a 2,000 person theater to a 300 person theater or 400 person theater. They're like, they can't fill a theater. Not true. It's the feeling we have of, it's not a step down for us. It's like a step sideways because we need to get back to the roots of like what we love to do. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think even with like, you know, parenthood and motherhood, it's like, fucking don't overshoot for the stars. Like I remember with my first, I feel like Olivia, like she was gonna do, she was gonna be like the best at dance. She was going to be the best at, like, your kid's going to be the fucking best at it. No, just fucking go run for an hour. Like, go to soccer. I don't care if you're the best. No. Just be a team player.
Yeah.
Work hard.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're number one on the ice, I said to Max. I'm like, just go work hard, buddy. Like, I'd way rather you be a team player than, like, fucking the number one shooter of the fucking, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You have to really manage your expectations because the kids feel it, too. They feel the level of expectation you put on them.
Oh, God.
They do.
I wonder if I'm putting any expectations on my kids.
Just to be clean, you're really good. You're really, you stress the way they look. Clean.
I just don't like shit on their face.
Get your outfit together.
You do your hair.
Yep.
Because boys look dumb when their hair goes flat.
You do.
Like, do you want to look like Dumb and Dumber? Do you want to look cute?
There you go. Those are your expectations. What are you wearing? What is that?
I wouldn't say they look great these days, but I mean, at least they have clothes on. There's no holes.
Oh, fuck. Who cares about holes, too?
Well, because then I think the teacher's going to think I'm poor.
Oh, who cares?
No, they're going to be like, is everything okay? And I'm like, everything's fucking okay.
Who fucking cares? You know, if you can admit that you're poor, like...
I didn't mean poor, sorry. More, I did not mean the word poor, by the way. I meant it looks like I am not taking the time to buy them new pants.
Who fucking cares? Maybe it's a style. I'm wearing holes right now, and they were expensive jeans. I literally... You know, I think my husband was mortified, and I take... Matt and I do not do nothing traditional. We do not live in the traditional world. Mm-mm. We don't have meetings in the traditional world. Mm. We've gotten to a place when we go to meetings, they skew to us, so we don't have to skew to them. Yeah. We are shit shows in meetings, but it's what they expect. We don't have to pretend. I had to go play in the fake world, and the grown up, not the fake world. That's wrong. I went to the real world for a minute, outside of our world, which we never do. Mm-mm. Even in airplanes, we're fucking shit show. Even everywhere we go, we're the two that people are like, what the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. What just rolled through my house right now? Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, this isn't something I can necessarily just freely afford. This is like a thought out thing. And I don't know how many people would have sat there and been like, this isn't just, I don't have buckets of money in my bank account. Mm-mm. They are all there to impress that person. like impress upon the people who are letting their kid in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
And that's most of the world. Mm-hmm. People impressing upon people to think that they are something or have something mm-hmm. or don't do something. Like, I remember my mom, we couldn't afford anything. And I feel like she was a bit embarrassed that we couldn't afford things
mm-hmm.
and, like, apologetic for it.
Mm.
I feel like from that, I'm like, fuck it.
No, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I have no money. Fuck it. I can't, my bank card doesn't work. Fuck it.
I know.
We used to have, like, roll, get things for gas. Like, we could only get, like, $7 worth of mm-hmm. gas sometimes. And then mm-hmm. we could only go so far until payday and, like, make mm-hmm. it till this day. So it'd be like, we'd have to, like, be like, $7, please. Mm-hmm. You know, they know when you're, like, asking for $7 worth of gas, that's, like, not fill it up, not do oh, this, yeah, no. go to $7 or like, it, sometimes it was $5.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that made me, we're here.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you think of me.
Swear to God. Look at this. I mean, when my card gets denied, I just feel embarrassed because I feel bad for all the people waiting behind me.
I have no money in my bank account right now.
Does anybody want to pay for my groceries?
Yeah, no. Or, like, you get the wrong card. But don't be embarrassed if you can't afford it. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Most people are living in debt. Most people are...
Oh, yeah. Everybody is.
Yeah.
Even Chrissy Teigen has a mortgage.
I love I knew you'd see that.
Something else really juicy I wanted to show you on the internet, and I was like, oh, she will have seen it, but I forget now.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know. But yeah, Chrissy Teigen's got a mortgage, yeah. So.
You got anything else for me?
No, I mean, I think that's it. I'm just like, I'm amped up. I gotta go, we gotta go feed ourselves.
We're gonna cut this podcast short today.
How long is it?
30 minutes.
Oh, I mean, sure. I got some more. Sure, what do you want? You know that we, our podcast, which was interesting, is that we started our podcast just with our phone in the car. And we got, well, we're gonna reiterate this, that there was a company, a podcast network, where a girl had just started at this podcast network. And she said, the first person I wanted to bring over was you guys, because I loved you guys and I thought that it would be so fun to have your podcast or thing, yada yada yada. She goes back to her boss to say, okay, they're interested. Boss says, no, those girls, no, not, they can't be a part of our thing. Okay, fine, we'll start our own podcast. Now, we've been doing this podcast for how long?
A year.
Okay, so a year we've been doing it on our own. We have now joined an actual network.
Not that network.
No, not that network. Now, when we're nominated for this award,
we trashed that network for so much.
We don't know that name, though, right?
I don't know that name. All no. I know is we were like, well, you said no, but look at us now.
Look at us now. But when we got nominated for the podcast award, it's under independent, which means that when we got nominated, we are part of a no network. So some people are part of iHeartRadio. Some people are part of this, whatever. So a lot, and there's a few that are independent. We're independents. Now, if we get nominated next year, we'll be part of this podcast network.
Yeah.
But our very first one was independent, all by yourself. Nobody backed you up. Nobody came and said, I want you a part of my network.
No.
Now we're a part of a network, and that just means that they can help us get sponsors that are looking to speak to, you know, this target market.
Yes.
So it's another stream, and it's an easier way for us to be able to do this, make some money on about it, and not have to concentrate too much money on making money off the podcast.
Yeah.
So we can just enjoy the podcast.
Right.
So they can do it for us. So that's just a little background on the podcast, but it's another example of how, like, oh, I thought about something else today in the shower.
Okay, good.
Okay, it's about our show.
Okay, good.
Okay. So we used to do our Facebook Live show every single day. This theater that we're going to, that we just went to last weekend, if you're listening to this, they came to us and said, do you want to do your Facebook Live streamed on our stage? We go, yeah. We take that opportunity to make it a full show.
Yes.
With our own merch and our own vendors. We catered it. We had the bar. All they offered us was a stage and a live streaming.
I know. They paid us, though.
Yeah, okay, that's right. But I just thought about how funny it was, because I remember at one point they were like, oh, we didn't really think you were going to be doing this. We got them so caught up in our shenanigan.
Yeah, that this time they're like, no.
That is so funny.
We had free alcohol. We had free, and we wanted to take that on the road, and the theaters are like, fuck no.
It's like if you get invited to like tea at someone's house, and you show up with a huge entourage and a DJ and alcohol, and the person's like, it was just high tea.
We
never thought about it. We just did what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
We never asked permission.
No.
Oh my God. They were like, what the fuck is going on here?
I know.
Full catering. sponsors, bars.
I know. We were crazy. I mean, fuck. And we had, yeah, no, that was.
Strippers. We had, what are those?
Flamingo
girls?
Dance. No, yes. Was it flamingo dancers? We were, now we're.
All they asked was for us to sit. They do lots of like panel conversations.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like it's like a grown up theater, and we rolled in with it because it's a really pretty lobby, and we rolled in with it.
They're like, we have never had anything like this in the theater.
And we're like, well, we brought it back. And then they're like, no alcohol in the theater. I'm like, that's not going to work. So we kept pushing alcohol in the theater. Like, you know,
no,
and like,
no alcohol backstage. Okay. You try going on stage with no alcohol.
Yeah. Fuck that. Do you know what we're about? And with like champagne bottles. Look, what are you going to do?
I never thought about that until this morning.
We had backpacks with alcohol in them. Like, we're going to do that again. You know what I mean? We're going to have backpacks with alcohol and Fireball. Like, every theater.
Our husband set up a bar backstage, and even though we weren't allowed to have alcohol
every theater is like, no alcohol. We're like, okay, right. And then chug. Like, would you rather cocaine? Cocaine or alcohol? What's your poison?
Oh,
I would
God.
Never do cocaine. Don't worry. Oh, I'm just God, saying you threaten so them with funny. Something real bad, and then they take alcohol.
I mean, how long ago did we do our first show there?
You know what's really funny is that you're saying this.
What?
The rules that you push and don't push. In society,
yeah,
are really like it's a talent to know when to push and when not to
it
push.
Is,
like it is not
because you don't want to be disrespectful
and you want to do it in a way that's like, you know, like not fuck you, but more like I'm doing this. Tee-hee. And like you want to understand that why there's rules in place, but you also want to buck the system because
which is what's so great about Maggie is our tour manager now is that she knows we don't like to play by the rules, so she will say they said this, but I know what you guys are going to say, so I'm going to push back and see the best we can do.
Yeah, and you know that's a really interesting thing about the rules. I think that if you can challenge yourself on rules and why the rules are there, and then challenge your kids, like get your kids to challenge the rules and why they're there, like do it. Like, and I just even mean like the narratives and the conversations of like everyone, you know, it's a perfect example, social media. Uh-huh. So it's so divided, right? Everyone's like, no way, there's predators, they're gonna get your kids. And then there's other people who's like, well, I don't have an opinion, so just go. It's this weird, like, there's no rules in social media mm-hmm. right now. And that's what's so interesting to mm-hmm. watch. And that's why there's so many fights right now, because mm-hmm. there's rules, like, you can't go right on a red, you can't go, there's so many rules we play by. And then social media, it's like, I think that's why we like it, because mm-hmm. there's no rules. You can do what the fuck you want.
We're running a business with nobody saying, can't do this, can't do that.
And because we didn't fit into that space. And so with our kids, I'm hoping that they know where, like when Olivia took that test, I was like, I had to swear because I wanted her to hear me and like actually hear me. I go, it's just a fucking uh-huh. test. Uh-huh. By someone who decided uh-huh. that you needed to write it uh-huh. to get in.
How many years ago? Right?
Like, I'm like...
But you're so right. We want them to question the rules because sometimes you question a rule and you come to the conclusion that that rule's in place for a great reason.
Yeah, like
those,
safety.
Those, you leave.
Right.
But if it's a rule that it's just been said for the past 40 years and everyone just says it because they don't want to change it, well, that can be very stupid because the world's changed.
Very stupid. So you could be like, huh, that one I don't like. Like when Chloe was like, you know, I have feelings and you said I could have them. I'm like, you know what?
Fair.
That's fair.
Fair.
You can carry on.
Yeah.
Carry on being like that. Who am I to say you can't? This is your room. Carry on. Go crazy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's, you know what? Rule following, though, is it's a very, it's sort of like, it's
safe.
Sort of, it's like religion for people, right? Religion is a safety. It's there for you all the time. It's there to support you. Wherever you go, you have it. Rules, people like them. It makes them feel safe. They know what to expect. They know what to predict. They know what's expected of them. So there are people who are always going to need those rules. That's fine. But not everybody needs to follow them.
Yeah, and like, don't go kill someone thinking like, oh, they said like, you don't drink and drive. Like, there's rules, there's safety rules. Mm-hmm. But then there's fake, like, you're not supposed to say you can't afford things. That's a rule that people are like, you know, that is a very, like, you know how when we're on an airplane,
yeah,
and we order things, I'm like, she's so rich, she can, like, right? And everyone's kind of like, what the fuck? And I'm like, we're joking. We look like we're too, like we could not even afford anything. And I'm like, she's very rich.
That's the best.
We just like,
don't give her dairy, she gets gas.
No, she'll shit her pants. And they're like, what? Yeah. You know, those are fun rules to break,
yes,
that break people out of their mold, yeah, of every single day of like, I do, like, I think we've said this before. People are robots. They go, they do this, they do this. They don't think about anything else. They go here, they go there. The kids go to school, they come home. They do their homework, yeah, they don't do their homework. I'm just kind of like, wake up.
Yeah, and like, you know when they say, at some of our events, there was a very few, but there was a couple cities where you couldn't bring alcohol in, but you could bring a water bottle.
Yeah.
Hello?
And we'd like, go get a water bottle, fill it with something, they're not going to check it and drink
and
your
what spell. And worst case scenario?
They take it from you.
They take your bottle, but you'll give it to you on the way out.
Yeah.
Okay? Give it a go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's what I mean, but there's people who can't even go there.
No. I can't believe you would do that. Why? Why can't you believe it?
I want to encourage my kids to take a bend rather than a hard right. Like, take a little bend.
It also takes confidence to get to bend.
You just bend it. Don't actually, like, don't.
Bend it like Beckham.
Put a toe on it.
Mm-hmm.
Put a toe on it. Mm-hmm. Push it a little bit and then come back.
And my poor Teddy, because that's how I, you know, how we are and how I am. And he just looks at me all the time and goes, You're so wrong.
Why are you wrong?
I'm wrong because I'm not playing by the rules.
What rules?
Exactly.
No, but like what? Like, like, Max can't get over that I swear on TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, everybody swears on TikTok, and it's my TikTok, and I'm a grown-up. He's like, but you swear so much. And I'm like, I don't.
Okay.
I do.
Just, you're so wrong. Just like, I can't think of it now. Oh. He is obsessed if I drive on my own street. It's a quiet, dead end. If I don't have my seatbelt on. Mom, you're supposed to be the example. You're so wrong.
Oh, right. Example. That
turn down the music so loud. You're so wrong.
Oh, he likes saying you're so wrong now.
Because he has other moms who he thinks are so right.
Oh, that's a phase.
Yeah.
That's just like a phase. Yeah. And then he's going to come around and be like, or he might be a rule follower and just roll his eyes
at you. But I'm like, you're so lucky that you have a wrong mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone wants what they don't have.
You're so lucky I'm your mom. Like, you're going to realize that one day.
Yeah, you're so lucky that I'm such a weirdo.
Yeah, and I'm so
or
fun.
They're going to marry the most
straight edge.
Yes.
Good.
Straight.
Just to bring a little bit of control back to the world.
Yeah. Just like my world was so out of control.
Yeah.
You know, just so you know, if you are so straight edge, your kid, like, there's no right or wrong.
He's going to be so afraid. He's going to bring home a nice, proper girl, and he's going to be like, Mom, please just don't be wrong.
Don't fart.
Don't fart. Don't burp. Don't swear. Don't talk to her about, like, just, he's going to be like, Mom, please, please, please.
Yeah, no, totally. But every kid thinks there's something wrong with their mom.
I'm going to be like, Susan, put on your fucking seatbelt back there. Susan. I don't know.
Carol, get your fucking, Carol.
No, it will be Ella or, like, Ava.
Oh, okay.
You know, or, like, Harper or something.
Okay, got it.
That's what they're called now.
That's what they're called.
That's what the kids are called now. Not Carol and Susan.
Claire.
There's a couple Claires.
Yes, I can see them with Claire and Teddy.
Oh, Claire. Claire, put on your fucking seatbelt. I'm going to go speeding now. I'm not going to wear my
seatbelt. Like, she's going to have a proper name.
Yeah.
Like, Claire, Jane, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Like, 17 names.
Yeah.
Claire,
Finkelstein
Jane,
the third.
Elizabeth. Goldstein the third.
Yeah.
And she's going to cross her legs when she, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She
and
goes
have
to
manners.
Private school.
And manners.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Telfer Thompson.
Yeah, exactly. Telfer Thompson.
Like, it's Mrs. fucking Telfer. Got it?
And she,
I didn't take my husband's name. That bullshit.
Yeah. Fuck that, bitch.
You what?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Is this your mansion I'll be dropping you off at? Okay. Teddy, go swim in her pool.
Yeah. Oh, he's moving in.
Yeah. Keep your dick in.
Do you know what I said to Alexis when I...
What?
She was going out. I was on speakerphone with Mark. And she was going out. She called me. She was going out. And I was like... And she was going out with a guy. I'm like, don't forget to use protection. And she... was dying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just wanted to remind you, wrap it up if you get out. If you're getting it in, wrap it up. Wrap that shit up.
I drop off Teddy at his girlfriend's mansion. Keep your dick in your pants, Ted. Or I don't want to be a grandma.
Or if you rip it out, wrap it up.
And the nanny, everyone's there like, what is going on?
Yes, hanging out here. It's a joint.
Yeah.
You're going to rip it in. Wrap it up, kid.
And then I have like a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Yeah, totally. Teddy, masturbated this morning. Can you imagine?
Oh, he's just going to kill me as he gets older.
It's going to be so fun.
Oh, can't wait.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. We're going to, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's going to wear, like, probably he's going to press his pants on his dates.
Yeah. Totally. Teddy's going to be like, is that what you're wearing to my graduation?
I'm like, yeah, I am. They're fucking spandex. Yeah. What do you want about it? Yeah. And you're going to have camel toe?
Oh, yeah. No, he also doesn't like it when I wear, like, dresses are too short and stuff. Mom, you're a mom. Oh, what?
So? Oh, what? Watch me bend over.
Yeah.
Watch me.
And then when I make the cleavage with that big bra. Mom, cover that up. Ew. Okay. Well, I think it looks good. Thank you. You're wrong. So wrong.
I love it.
Good.
What did your husband do? Your husband signed up for Teddy's wife.
Yeah, yes. He's like, so he's like to Claire.
But thank God he's rolled with Claire. Like, thank God he's rolled. Like, thank God he is not. He wants Claire a little bit, but he's not like, he likes his naughty wife.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't want Claire anymore.
I don't know how those two marks. Like, how did they know this was forever? I mean,
they were hoping for Claire's.
Yeah, okay.
They want a Claire. Okay. We were Claire for a minute.
Yeah.
We really tricked the shit out of them.
We full roasted what, Cornish hens?
Huh?
The chickens, those things you did, the small ones, what are they called?
Capons.
Okay.
now he doesn't even get a fucking meal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, he's like, what's for dinner? I'm like, I don't know. It's in the cupboard. What do you mean, what's for dinner?
Yeah,
I work too.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why am I making dinner? Because I'm home. I'm not really home.
Yeah.
It's an imagination trick.
Yeah. And the kids are like, should we leave some extra for dad? I'm like, no, eat till you're full.
Yeah, eat, babe.
He can get a slice.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? He's got hands and a dick. He can make his own food.
Yes. Because you need a dick to make food.
I mean, I don't know. I've got a vag. Why am I making it? You have a dick. That's what I'm going to start saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're so proud of it.
Yeah.
So what, does it have superpowers to make dinner and stuff?
They say barefoot and pregnant. You know what? You're a dick and not pregnant.
Yeah.
Go make it.
Yeah.
No, I think they really did marry Claire and they got their ass handed to them. They were like, whoopsies. You know what that was?
What's our name now?
Us?
Yes.
You don't like Carol anymore?
No. That's for, so I went from Claire to Carol.
No. Oh, like, yeah, wait. No. Carol was proper. Oh, now we're fucking like Slutty Anna or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Mercedes.
Like something like really naughty. Like,
Sapphire.
That's kind of cute.
No. Sorry. That's Saffron.
Well, that's, no. More like,
it's got to be an S, like Sasha Fierce.
No, like Sleazy Susie.
No. She has to have a real name.
Yeah, Susie.
No, Susie's not naughty.
Yes, it is. Sleazy is Susie. She? Yeah. Oh, fuck it. It's Sleazy Susie.
Well, now they got Naughty Natty.
Now they've got Naughty Natty. And I don't know. Fucking.
And Catastrophic Cat.
That's more like.
Cassie.
No, I'm just.
Cassie Cat.
I'm just bad cat.
Bad cat. Bad cat, naughty gnat. I like that. Bad cat, naughty gnat. That's going to be our next series.
I swear, I think he thinks I'm going to change one day. It's only going more downhill fast.
No.
You know?
I'm going to be the naughtiest grandma out there.
If we didn't make money, I think he might leave me. You know, like he might go look for Carol.
Yeah.
Or like Claire.
Yeah.
I'm
what
not
would
sure.
he say? Like, I mean, it's not that I hate you. It's just you're not
like,
what I expected.
Like if I just sat around and like. Pick my vag or like, you know what I mean?
What does picking your vag mean?
I don't know. Like play with your ball. Like if I just sat there and like.
Did nothing?
Ate bonbons and stuff.
Yeah. You think he'd leave?
I think he wouldn't be impressed.
Yeah, but you'd have dinner ready when he got home.
Would I?
Yeah, you would.
Would I?
Claire always has dinner ready.
Huh. Would I be a vixen in the bedroom?
Nope.
Okay, got it. Would I wear heels?
No.
Never.
No.
So I would just make
it. You don't leave the house.
Oh, Claire just...
Yeah, she makes dinner and cleans. She cleans.
I would have cleaned.
She cleans.
I never have been a cleaner. Okay. Would I organize the linen closet?
Well, you'd have nothing else to do.
I don't have a linen closet, by the way. Do you have a linen closet?
Yeah, I do.
I don't have one.
Stairs. Where do you put your linens?
Everywhere.
What do you mean?
Underneath the sinks.
Where do you put your sheets?
in the laundry room underneath the sink.
That's your linen closet.
That's not a linen closet. That's where also everything. It's just.
You getting a linen closet in your house?
I don't know if I want one.
You need one.
Yes, I'm getting a linen. Stupid linen closet.
No, but it's just. It's not like a cute thing. It's just a place to put the linens.
Well, what if you don't have a big house? Where do the linens go?
I guess under the sink in the laundry room.
Exactly. And I have cupboards above. Linens go. There's too many linens. Too many people in that.
Why do they call them linens? They're not made of linen. It's cotton.
Fucking dumb.
Isn't it cotton?
Wow.
Our sheets are cotton, right?
Yeah, cotton sheet.
Why are they calling it a linen
cotton
closet?
You know what? A cotton closet.
We're calling it the sheet closet now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the linen closet. That was so 40 years ago.
And you know what? You're going to get one towel. And if you want to do nasty things to it, you got to clean it yourself.
Ooh.
You know? I'm not having...
Towels everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not having that anymore.
I could never find a towel in your house.
I know where they are.
Okay. Well, you should tell me sometimes.
Also, like, that hand towel that goes in the bathroom, that's gross.
Yeah, because sometimes people don't wash, they just wipe the pee off their hands.
That's gross.
Yeah.
But that who put that there? And how often does it get cleaned? Like, people change it every day?
Well, I don't know. You tell us.
I don't have one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I just have a ring. I don't put anything there. I just pretend when people come over, oh, it's in the lot wash.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I've used it for the dish towel.
I love the ring.
It just sits there.
No, I know.
Nothing's ever there.
If your
there.
Hands are wet and you want to just use some toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Your pants. That's what your pants are for. Wipe them on
My
your
mom
pants.
Always asks me, is there a towel in the bathroom?
For what?
I guess hands.
If
I know.
Someone else has used it. Why do you want it?
You use your pants.
Yeah.
Use your pants.
You don't know what people have wiped on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, gross.
Okay.
That's a
I
dumb
just have
invention.
The ring.
I just do. Yeah. Nothing's on it.
You should put something random on the ring. Like, what the fuck is the ring doing there? A dildo. Just hang a dildo there.
A big fat cock ring.
And then just say, rinse when done. Yeah.
Don't clean it. You know what? Use at your own risk.
Oh, I used to have a friend who had a main, like, the dad was a director in our, like, really, like, did commercials and stuff, and on her main floor bathroom, it was very small and it's very dark, and it was just filled with nudes. Yeah, it was cool.
I asked her who were the nudies.
His wife.
Shut up.
And himself.
He had a bathroom of naked pictures of himself and her.
He was yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see titty?
Yeah.
And dick.
Yeah, and there were pictures were like from the 70s.
And then you'd go for dinner and be like, nice dick, sir.
And they had a dining room that was closed off and dark, and it had all, what's it called when they stuff animals?
Dead people.
No. Stuffed animals are not called dead people.
Was it real people?
No,
it real was. Real animals.
They're called
carcasses.
Taxidermy.
Fucking weird. I would have run for my life.
And.
Oh, God.
In the basement, there was a cupboard. And it was filled with, like, the biggest collection of Playboys ever. And they also had really cool arcade games.
And you never found any sex toys. They had a red room in that house.
They had a big bedroom that was, like, closed off.
Oh, my God.
Guess where their daughter went?
I can
private
guess.
Private school.
Wow, they were rich and weird.
So, the best. I spent so much time there.
Where is that person now?
Married with kids, everyone. Oh. But the parents still have the house.
Let's go rob it.
They have a pool.
Let's go. Oh, guys, happy Tuesday. Wow, that was a smorgasbord of et cetera crazy. Who are we firing today?
Well, if Alexis doesn't get here in the next 2 hours, she's fired.
Done.
Hi.
Lexi, drive safe. Go fuck yourself.